you're making positive changes in every area of your life. And it's going to have a tremendous effect on the people around you. Let's talk about those relationships.
Do you know who's making you fat? Some of your friends and family.
Now, that's not earth-shattering news, is it? Probably not. You know that you've got a group of friends that you know when you get together, it is going to be all about food and drink. There's no healthy activity involved whatsoever. There are people out there who truly believe they're fat because their family is fat. Now, some of you know Anarita because she's been in lots of exercise videos with me. She's my good friend who I met in the late 90s.
And when I first met her, she had a lot of extra weight on her. I remember her coming in to take one of my classes, and she was wearing a big t-shirt and just kind of looked sad. And I said to her, you know, you can do this. You've got amazing energy, and I can see it in you. You can get fit. You can lose this weight. And she said to me, oh, no, girl, I'm Samoan. I come from a big family. We've got big arms and big legs. We're big people. And it was almost her security blanket. It almost made it okay to be big. So let me ask you, are you doing that? Do you believe that your body type is determined by your family or your heritage? Well, I can't change your genes. Your genes load the gun, that's true. But you pull the trigger. Today, my friend Anarita has the best abs of any woman I know, and she's over 40. She's got incredible arms. I mean, they're guns. She's got great legs. Her physique is inspirational. She has that ability. You have that ability. Don't make it okay to live this life as a big person because other people in your family are big or because that's your heritage. It's not your heritage. You have the potential to change your body. You have the potential to change your life. This is your destiny. I don't care what your family has done. You can change your destiny. You have that power. You know who else might be making you fat? The people you hang out with, your friends. We have groups of friends, and you know what? We start dressing the way they dress. We take on their habits and their hobbies. And suddenly it becomes okay when all of us are overweight. Now, my friend Terry happens to be approaching 60, and she came to me and said, I don't want to live this way anymore. I know all of my girlfriends are okay with this thick middle section that's formed around the middle of our bodies, but I'm sick of it. I don't want to be fat anymore. I don't want to resort to just wearing big t-shirts and shorts and baggy pants. I want something that's form-fitting, and I truly believe I don't have to be this way. Well, Terry started strength training with me. She changed her diet. She really started to live a different life. And as that middle section started to shrink and she could see her rib cage, she could see her waistline, she could see abs starting to form, she realized it isn't okay. I don't have to be big just because all of my friends have made it okay, because we've all accepted each other. Let me be the person who encourages and motivates everybody else to live life fuller. And now Terry says, I can run with my grandkids. I've got energy I never dreamed I would have. I'm wearing clothes that I wouldn't have worn 20 years ago because I feel so good. And Terry has become the catalyst for all of her girlfriends. Now being healthy and being fit and having a waistline is something that all of them share. And it's because of her. It just takes one person. It takes one person to make the group accept the fact that they're fat, and it only takes one person to reverse that and get everybody on a health kick. Why can't that be you? It can! You can be that person. So don't let your friends keep you fat. Be the person who gets everybody fit. So don't let your friends keep you fat. Be a really good friend and be the one who gets your friends fit. My girlfriends are so important to me, and I bet your friends are very important to you too. Your friends should give you support, motivation, encouragement, and that's why I love spending time with my girls. But spending time doesn't always have to involve food and drink. Girls Night Out doesn't have to look like a scene from Sex and the City. Plan an activity with your friends that doesn't involve food and drinking. Why not? Why not go take a dance class together? Why not spend some time on a long walk? I mean, the best conversations happen one-on-one when you're on a long walk. That's how I spend quality time with my friends. You don't always have to go to a bar and drink Cosmos. There's great ways to reconnect with your friends that really is healthy and helpful for both of you. That's how you provide motivation and encouragement. That's how you make each other healthier and happier. That's how I support my friends, and that's how they support me. I want you to stay connected to the important people in your life. And in order to stay connected to your partner or even your best friend, you can't do that unless you're on the same path. And you know, there's been times when people kind of move out of your life and you grow apart, you start doing your own thing. But I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't help you bring the people who are most important to you along with you on this journey. And that means they need your support, not the other way around. You actually need to bring them around. You need to help them. They need your support. The last thing you want to do is have health and fitness create distance in your relationship. Have you ever had someone who's really close to you get excited about exercise or losing weight or something that you seemed unfamiliar to you or that you were worried was going to change them? And you know, you have to be careful. I've seen this happen. I've seen this happen with my clients when they get on a health kick and they start to lose weight and they start getting new friends and wanting new activities, and there becomes this kind of sense of jealousy or resentment on the part of their partner or even a close friend. That's not going to happen with you, because I'm going to teach you how to avoid that by bringing the people who are most important to you along with you on this journey. This isn't yours to cover up and hide and make all your own. It's too good. This truly happens, and it fulfills your life when you make it an important part of everybody's life. And now nobody wants to be told what to do. I don't want someone to tell me I need to exercise. You have to invite and encourage people. They want to feel important to you. Everybody wants to feel important. Think about it. You want to feel important to your spouse or to your best friend. You want to feel like you're the center of their universe. You want to feel needed. You can't feel needed, though, unless someone makes you feel that. So you take on that role. Make your partner, make your friends feel critically important to your success. Any opportunity you have to thank him or her for the opportunity you have to exercise, do that. Even if it's just as simple as saying, "Hey, I really appreciate you keeping the kids busy while I do this exercise DVD." Invite the people who are important to you to join you. Make it their choice of exercise, not yours. We know you love that. But if it's going to be something that they want to take part in, it should be their choice. Let them pick the exercise. Do it in a way that makes your partner feel good about themselves instead of condemned or like you're telling them what to do. In order for this to be a success, you have to have the people who are most important to you on the same path. Let this be something that brings you together. Your goal is to walk hand in hand on this journey together on your path to health and fitness with the people who are most important to you. This is how we stay connected. We'll be right back.